Doctor Who and the Space War by Malcolm Hulk, read by Jeffrey Beavers. Chapter 1, Link Up in Space. The year 2540. Earth cargo ship C982 slid silently through space on its way back to Earth. Once a smart, dull grey, much of its paintwork had been scorched away by countless takeoffs and landings through the atmospheres of Earth and Earth's many planet colonies. The dark shape of the spaceship was relieved by lights shining from the portholes in its blunt nose. Inside the flight deck, two men sat at the controls, both dressed in scruffy space overalls, both bored with the monotony of piloting their cargo ship through millions of miles of space. While Hardy made a routine check of the ship's controls, the younger space pilot, Stuart, leaned back and stretched his arms. "You know what I'd like?" Hardy drew a tick on his controls checklist. "What?" "A job on one of those luxury space liners. First officer on the Mars-Venus cruise, that'd suit me." Hardy continued with his work. "You can keep it. Spit and polish, cocktail parties with the passengers." Stuart took up on Hardy's theme, but with enthusiasm. "And a uniform with gold braid instead of these overalls, and all those beautiful space stewardesses. I'll have that any time." The older man put away his checklist, satisfied that the spaceship's speed, direction, and internal temperature were all in order. He started to pull on his safety belt. "The way things are heading, you're more likely to wind up piloting a battle cruiser." Stuart was quick to answer, "There's not going to be a war."